This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
None of these investigations have concluded.
Right, exactly.
And you made a decision that you said you wouldn't make until investigations were finished.
Exactly, but you needed the cooperation of the chief in terms of the one with the fire commission. And she expressed that she would not cooperate with that.
And did you ask her why she wouldn't? I know you said that the meeting was brief.
No, I didn't ask her why.
It's February 25th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Mayor Bass speaks exclusively to KNX News about the fire chief's firing as City Hall's fractures get deeper.
And as the member who has been and will be for years to come on the ground navigating us through the aftermath of this, I'm really disappointed.
And a member of the fire department on the ground tells us what really went on during the crisis.
On the night of the fire, you called in wanting to go to work.
Yes.
But were told that you couldn't because there were no vehicles for you to go in. Is that accurate?
That's right.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. We have a lot more on the firing of the fire chief and the fallout from it. We're going to get an interview with the city fire inspector who calls into question a lot of what Mayor Bass has claimed, including that it was somehow possible to not know what the danger was without the chief in her ear.
I'm low in the chain, but I knew what's going on. I'm not riding on the fire company, but I heard the weather. I listened to the weather. I listened to you guys on the weather. I listened to a whole bunch of people. I don't know how you can be the mayor and not hear it. I'm just saying, I mean, if you want to try to sell me the bridge, you know, in the San Francisco Bridge, then I guess.
We'll have that coming up. But first, we finally got a hold of the mayor herself. Craig Figner at City Hall talked to Karen Bass exclusively about why she decided to fire Chief Crowley, and specifically, when.
The state law requires a after-action report that is conducted or led by the fire commission, but it's an independent investigation.
That said, none of these investigations have concluded.
Right, exactly.
And you made a decision that you said you wouldn't make until investigations were finished.
Exactly, but you needed the cooperation of the chief in terms of the one with the fire commission. And she expressed that she would not cooperate with that.
And did you ask her why she wouldn't? I know you said that the meeting was brief.
No, I didn't ask her why, because at that point, to me, it was clear that the leadership needed to change and needed to change immediately.
And there's also a fourth investigation. The first council meeting after the Palisades disaster, council members passed their own motion calling for their own independent investigation into the Palisades disaster.
The city council met for the first time since the firing, since the Friday drama. And when the chief was fired, there were four council members standing with the mayor. It seems like they were the only four who supported the decision. Councilmember Tracy Park, who represents the Palisades, was not among them, and she tells Craig she had no idea that the mayor was planning to fire the chief.
Clearly, this was orchestrated and coordinated with some members. I was not included in that, and as the member who represents the council district where this devastation happened and the thousands of people who are displaced and traumatized, and as the member who has been and will be for years to come on the ground navigating us through the aftermath of this, I'm really disappointed.
There was no input from you. The mayor's office, the mayor's team, nobody came to you and said, hey, we're looking at removing the chief.
Not even the courtesy of a heads up. After this was apparently pre-programmed and coordinated with other members of the council. I think that disregard for me and my leadership and the representation of our constituents in that discussion is disappointing.
You had a motion on January 14th, if I'm not mistaken, calling for a review. That review hasn't even started yet.
It hasn't.
Was the mayor's decision then premature?
You know, I don't want to speak for the mayor or what information she had or didn't had or what advice she's getting or not getting. It's not a decision I would have made at this time. But I also want to be very clear. If there is anybody who deserves answers about what happened, it's me and the residents of the Pacific Palisades.
The mayor told Craig she believes that Park was aware of the situation, even though she didn't get a heads up that the chief would be removed, according to her. Our Charles Feldman talked with L.A. City Fire Inspector David Burwell. Talked to him at length, and I want you to hear the whole thing about how we got to this point. This is a good perspective from somebody on the ground at the fire department, not one of the brass. And he talked to not just about the immediate problems, but about decades-long issues that he says have left the fire department without enough resources. Charles asked whether he agreed with the mayor's reasons for removing the chief, and he said no, emphatically.
When the fire went down that evening, I called in to our, there's a number you're supposed to call. I called and asked him, I'm ready to go. And the captain I talked to, he said, Burwell, he said, we do not have any apparatus for you to ride on, so there's nothing you can do. So I cannot. With what the mayor said, I do not agree with that. And here's one for you.
In other words, David, on the night of the fire, you called in wanting to go to work.
Yes.
But were told that you couldn't because there were no vehicles for you to go in. Is that accurate?
That's right. He said there are no apparatus for you to go in on, for you to respond on. He said, the captain said, he said, Burwell, he said, I've had 150 guys call in. They're ready to go, but we have no apparatus for them to respond on. Yes, I called in. That's exactly what happened. I called in. My wife was sitting next to me, and she was shaking her head because I was ready to go. See, here's the thing. As an inspector, I'm in my car right now. I have all my firefighting gear right now. If there was a fire right now and the company pulled up, I could literally help them. I got all my firefighting gear. I got my helmet. I got my gloves. I'm ready to go. I just need an apparatus. And they did not have one when I called that night. So that's why I'm saying you cannot blame Chief Crowley for that.
Is the mayor then, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is the mayor then making the former Chief Crowley a scapegoat?
You know what? I'll say the mayor doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to that. Now, whether she's making that a scapegoat, I don't want to say that. I'll let your listeners figure it out. I'll just say the mayor does not know what she's talking about when she mentions that. Because, I've gone downtown, and I know when I've gone in the councilman's office, in the mayor's office, or not in her office, but not her office, but around office, that they have the television on, and they're watching, you know, what's going on around the United States. So how can you not hear the weather? I mean, I'm just saying, but it's been a long time since I've been there. It's, you know what I mean, and been in the office. It's been a long time, but I know at one time when I went in the office, they had the different news channels on. They had like five or six television. They had them turned to the different news stations. So I don't know how you can't hear the weather.
I was going to ask you, actually, that's an interesting point, David, because the mayor has said that in the couple of days leading up to her trip to Africa, she just wasn't aware of the potential severity of the problem. Were you?
Yes, you can. Here's the whole thing. I'm an inspector. I'm low in the chain, but I knew what's going on. I'm not riding on the fire company, but I heard the weather. I listened to the weather. I listened to you guys on the weather. I listened to a whole bunch of people. I don't know how you can be the mayor and not hear it. I'm just saying, I mean, if you want to try to sell me the bridge, you know, in the San Francisco bridge, then I guess, you know, if you're sick or something, you know what I mean? If you're failed and you didn't hear it. But I just can't. I find that hard to believe. I'm just saying, because it was around us. Now, for the mayor mentioned for Chief Crowley, call her and tell her how urgent it is. Oh, my God. I mean, I drove the hook and ladder for 27 years. And I know there would be times I'd need fuel. I'd say, my captain, hey, I need fuel. But sometimes the captain would figure out we've been out all day. Hey, you need fuel? Well, yeah, you're the mayor, you're the boss. She got the authority. I don't have the authority. She should be monitoring the stuff. And if she didn't know, she should have known. Put it that way, because you are the mayor. Okay, if you didn't know, you should have known. That's it. No excuse. I'm firefighter. There's no excuse. I'll work with you, but there's a point in time where you have to stand up and say, there's no excuse. I messed up. And I think she just messed up. That's it.
More of the conversation with L.A. City Fire Inspector David Burwell next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back with Charles Feldman and L.A. City Fire Inspector David Burwell. We talked to Charles about a lot of the problems that led to the Palisades fire. Problems, he says, were there long before Chief Crowley and Karen Bass got into their positions. He says lawmakers never found a way to fund the fire department properly after the passage of Prop 13, which revamped property tax rules.
This thing goes back a long time. I mean, here's one for you. I just thought about it. When Antonio Villaraigosa, he was the mayor, we had a cut. We cut several fire stations. We cut several companies. They got downsized. We had engine companies. Engine companies, those are the ones that supply the water. And we have truck companies. Truck companies, they are the hook and ladders. Mm-hmm. They do ventilation, forcible entry. So he closed several truck companies. And he also, here's one thing that a lot of people don't remember and don't know, and a lot of politicians don't know. He took $25 million, I think it was $25 million from, we have a hydrant access fund, and that hydrant access fund, because the city was having money problems, they took $25 million or so from this access fund. And hydrant access fund, what that was for is, like, if you're a developer, we're doing a development, city says you need a hydrant, we say, oh my gosh, how much hydrant is going to cost? It's going to cost maybe $250,000.
But David, I'm going to interrupt you because I want to kind of get more into the present. But I take your point. I take your point that you're saying the decline of the city fire department has roots that go as far back as 1978 with the passage of Prop 13 and continued through various administrations and City Hall up to and including the current one with Karen Bass. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay. So now let's get to the current situation. As you know, the mayor's rationale for firing the fire chief, or removing her from her position anyway, was twofold. One, that there were 1,000 firefighters sent home that could have been deployed to fight the fires. The other was that Chief Crawley, former Chief Crawley, refused to do an after-action report as part of an investigation. And then also contributing to all of this, says the mayor, is that she didn't get, the mayor didn't get adequate warning from the then fire chief about the dangerous situation that was about to happen, just as the mayor was about to leave on her trip to Africa. Those three reasons that the mayor gave, do they add up to you?
No, they do not add up to me. But I mean, when you're the mayor and you have that authority, you can just make them add up to yourself. But I do not agree with those. Because, I mean, okay, one of the reasons there were not enough apparatus, we have our supply and maintenance, and we also have a valley division of where they repair apparatus. They had received orders maybe about 6 months ago also, when I told you about the where they couldn't fill some spots. They had vacancies in the mechanic spots, and the guys were complaining, saying they need to get some rigs repaired. But they can't do it because the mayor's office stopped them from hiring. We went a long time without having a welder at our main shops downtown. And the fire department was precluded from doing that, from hiring that. So all that adds up to not having apparatus available.
Thanks to Fire Inspector David Burwell for reaching out to us and for being willing to talk on the record, despite being an active member of the LA City Fire Department. That's the LA Local for 25th of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And we're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.